الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم continuing from yesterday وآية لهم الليل نسلخ منه النهار فإذا هم مظلمون and the sign For them is the night. We withdraw there from the day. And behold, they are in darkness. As I said, the original is the darkness. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has covered the darkness with the light by creating sun. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatches away the light, the noor of the day, then original comes out and which is the darkness, which is the night. And another sign Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَالشَّمْتُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقِرِّ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ And the sun runs on its fixed courses for a term appointed. That is the decree of the Almighty and All-Knowing. As I said yesterday that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created sun. And since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created sun, It's running on its or it's on orbits, is floating in the space. And remember, all these stars and galaxies are not connected to the heaven. The first sky is above than space. That's why those who went to the moon with the space shuttle, they could not reach the sky. Sky is still very high from the reach. So all this Earth and all the Mars and Jupiter and all these stars and galaxies is floating or swimming on their own orbits. It's below the sky, below the first heaven, below the first sky. They're not penetrating or entering into the sky. So since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created sun and appointed the duty and job for it, It's running without stopping on the same routine, on the same system which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fixed for it. There is no a single day when sun rise or rose late, 1 minute. Or there wasn't any single day when sun has set early, 1 minute. Whatever fixed time, it rises on fixed time. And it sets down in the fixed times. And it will continue till the doomsday. So who is controlling this sun? Who has created such a mighty star? It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلْ حَتَّى عَدَكَ الْأُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيرِ And the moon, we have measured for it. The mansions, as I said, some stages, it is about 28 to 29 different stations and stages. It moves every day. And these are the astronomy or the knowledge of astronomy and the stars, palms, fortune tellers and palm readers. They go with these stars and they give different names of the different stage and station of the moon. And whatever star is opposite to that station, they give the name of that station with the name of that star. So that's how they have, oh, today is in Jupiter, today is in the Mars, today is in the this and that. So this is the whole field of knowledge, astronomy or palmist, whatever they try to tell the fortune of the person, but it is not allowed in Islam. It has no base in Islam. We should not believe in it. It is against of our aqidah in faith. A person who is believing is fortune teller is committing sin. Because everything is belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and through his qudrat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it happen. But look at the moon also is moving on its own orbit, on its own space and floating and swimming in the space in very specific way, in a very specific time and speed. The speed also not changing and the time also not changing. This is the this is the perfect system of Almighty Allah. Look at His Qudrat. You won't find that sun is coming little early or moon is coming little late. Then in next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His claim that is Qudrat. لَشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِقَ الْقَمَرِ. It is not for the moon, it is not for the sun to overtake the moon. As I said, in the history, since the moon and sun have been created, it never happened that moon or sun has, overtook the moon. It doesn't happen. Everyone has a distance. Everyone has their own way of moving. Everyone has their own system. They are not crossing each other's system or way. Wala laylu sabiqun nahar. It never happened that night overcome a day. It never happened. Sun is only going to set on a specific time. It never happened in the history that sometime that night came up little early before the day can over. No, day passes its own time, then only night follows. وَكُلُّن فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ. And all of them are floating on its own, as I say, on everyone has its own space, on its own way, on its own orbit system, and they all floating on their own way. Next ayat, there are so many to say with regard to sun and moon, but alhamdulillah, I have mentioned yesterday which very important things. And as far as the spiritual aspect is concerned, so ulama said the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like the example of sun, because sun is its light is fixed and its original light, and is illuminating all the stars and galaxies. Likewise, sun Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through his knowledge, through his mercy, is benefiting all the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, is like a moon and stars. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Holy Quran with the name of Siraj al-Munira. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashshiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi'idhnihi wa Siraj al-Munira. Surah Al-Ahzab chapter 22, Siraj al-Munira, brighten sun, sunlight. And this is the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is like a sun. Now, after talking the ayat and sign of the earth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the signs of the sky and heaven above our head. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning the signs and qudrat of the ocean, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the sea and ocean. In next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ أَنَّا حَمَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ. And one of the great signs, among the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them, for the kuffar, for the non-believer, is that we bore their offsprings in the laden ship. Now, ocean, as I said yesterday also, the original of this planet of earth was the water. And on top of water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spread the earth. Beginning from the Kaabatullah, the center point of the whole universe and earth is Kaabatullah. That's why it is said up till now, 3/4 of this earth has been covered by the water. And only 1/4, it has the earth and the sand and the land on it. Otherwise, 3/4 is the water. So water is more than the earth. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the oceans and water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying one of the great sign of Allah's qudrat and power is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the ship. He granted them the ship and offspring, the children of the people, they sail on top of the ship. Now, as we know in the history, first ship was created in human history was by Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, which they call the Ark of Noah. Very huge, and there are so many layers in it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam preached and invited people for 950 years, continuously, generation after generation, progeny after progeny. But very few people embrace Islam. It's called like 80 plus some people. And then Allah, then Nuh alayhi salam has given up. وَقَالَ نُوحُ الرَّبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا إِنَّكَ إِنْ تَذَرُمْ يُدُلُّ عِبَادَكَ وَلَا يَلِدُوا إِلَّا فَاجِرًا كَفَّارًا رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِمَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتِيَ مُؤْمِنًا وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَلَا تَزِيدِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا تَبَارًا. In Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned one special surah and named it with the name of Hadrat Nuh alayhi salam. Among the, all the prophets, he was the only one prophet who miraculously has very long life, more than 1,000 years. And among out of more than all his life, he has preached and invited people to 950 years continuously, day and night. And his complaint in the Surah Nuh that I have invited them laylan wa nahara, day and night. I give them so many evidence. I tried to convince them, but they were so stubborn, so rebellious, so unmindful, and rejecting and denying your oneness, your tawheed, and they did not bring iman. So eventually he made the dua. He made, Ya Allah, I try my best, and they are not accepting Islam. So now you punish them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Nuh alayhi salam that our punishment, our azab is going to come very soon in the form of flood, water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has different kind of azab. You know, sometimes he sent Jibreel salam with the one explosive scream. And that scream is so severe that people cannot bear it and they die just because of the one scream or explosive shout of Jibreel alayhi salam. Sometimes he sent the winds. The winds comes days and nights, 7 days, 7 nights is the Qawm Hud, and other has been destroyed. Sometimes earthquake, sometimes he makes upside down. So he has different ways to punish the kuffar and infidels. So in this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to destroy Qawm of Nuh alayhi salam, the people of Nuh alayhi salam, with the azab of flood. So beforehand, he informed Nuh alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam obviously came to help him, to show him how to build the ark. So when Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam was busy working and building the ark, so this kuffar, his people used to come and mock at him. They used to laugh at him. Look at this person. Look at his very intellect. There is no water available here. There is only sand and desert. Where his ark is going to sail? Is it going to sail on the desert, on the sand? There is no water here. Why is making such a huge ark? He doesn't have the intellect. Anouzubillah. They used to mock on him. But Nuh alayhi salam has been Nabi of Allah. He has a full trust in the information of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to believe that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, azab is going to come, so azab is going to come. Sooner or later, it will come. So my job is just to follow the instruction. So Hazrat Jibreel salam helped him, show him how to build the ark. And when the ark was completed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wahi to Nuh alayhi salam that, oh no, now my azab is going to come very soon. So you, all your believers, all your followers, you must bring them onto the ark. And bring one, salam. And bring pairs of every animal. So all those believers, 80 plus, they were riding, they were on the Ark of Noah, and with that all the animals, lions and zebra and giraffe and cow and deer and whatever, all the animals have their pairs, male and female, like snakes and birds and all those things. They all have one pairs onto the Ark of Noah, alayhi salam. And then when the time came, then Allah's azab came from the sky. So the water started pouring, rain came, very, very severe rain, very strong. And then from the ground also, water started coming out, gushing out from the ground. And within a minute, the whole town was filled with the water. It was very huge flood, to that extent that Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam saw his own son Kan'an. He has four sons, three sons embraced Islam, but one son was rebellious. His name was Kan'an. And Nuh alayhi salam said, "Oh my son, I can see you. You are drowning in the flood. Only way to protect your life is you must climb up onto my ark. This is only salvation. Come onto my ark, and then you will be protected from the flood." He said, "No, I will climb on top of the mountain. Mountain is very high, and I will go on top of the mountain, and the water will not reach to the peak of the mountain." And while they were talking, father was trying to save the life of his own son. It is natural. The father has love for the son. And in front of his eyes, one wave came, and his son Kan'an was drowned there and there in front of the eyes of Nuh alayhi salam. He could not protect him because he was a kafir. So then, is out of love for his son, Nuh alayhi salam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, he was my son, and you promised me that you are going to protect my progeny. And how my son is down in front of my eyes." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrected him that, "Oh no, he is not your son. Physically, biologically, yes, he is your son. But spiritually, religiously, he is not your son. So don't ask me something which you don't know." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrected him. "Don't regard him your son. If he would be your son, he would embrace your Islam. He would be accept Islam on your hand. Since he did not accept Islam on your hand, biological relationship doesn't help. We need the iman. We need the faith to be protected and to be saved." So Nuh alayhi salam, being prophet of Allah, could not save his own son. Likewise, Lut alayhi salam could not save his own wife and children. Ibrahim alayhi salam could not save and protect his own father, Azar. So there are so many examples. The blood relation or biological relation doesn't help. Even the family of the prophets, they cannot save. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam finally could not protect his own uncle Abu Talib. How much hard he tried to protect him. But this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the sight of Allah, only iman is counted. If a person doesn't have iman, regardless his father, his son, or whoever is the prophet, it is not going to help and protect him from the destruction. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this was the first ark built by Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning the benefit of the ark and the ship. He said, "This is the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat and power, that we have laden your offspring into the ship." And logically, when a thing is heavy, it should drown in the water. The heavy thing should drown in the water, you know. But look at the miracle, look at the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a huge ship, and in today's time, very, very huge steamers, you know. And they are just floating on top of the water. They are not drowning inside with all that luggages, all this heavy stuff and burden on it, laden with the seat, then is not drowning into the water. Who is floating such a huge ship on top of the water? It is only the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Wa khalaqna lahum min mislihi ma yarkubun." ما يركبون that we have created for them of the like there unto on which they ride. Now Ulama said, look at the profound message of the Holy Quran. This is the divine scripture of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is everlasting, eternal. Look, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no aeroplane, there was no car, there was no railroad, right? They had only animals, and animals also only camels and horses and donkeys, goat and sheep, right? Who knew in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that people later on is going to go so advanced in technology, in science, that they will create such a things which will go so fast, like railroad or car systems or you know, buses and trains and then aeroplanes and then a rocket and now space shuttle. And we don't know what will happen before the Qiyamah, how much advancement is still is going to take place, how much of technology is going to go further. But in this one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has included all those discoveries and all those new transportation, the mode of transportation is going to come in existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whatever insan is making, it is through the qudrat and intellect we granted to them. It's not their own knowledge or their own experience. It is from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have granted them the ability to experiment and ability to research and find out and get new and new things and create and make new things, because everything is going to make out of sand, because original is sand. Our human being, our body and whatever it contains in this world has been created by sand. Our origin is the sand. That's why when people buried the Muslim into the graves, they say this verse of the Holy Quran, Surah Taha, 16th chapter, minha khalaknakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. They don't forget, oh human being, don't be proud, don't be boasting yourself, don't have full ego or pride. We have created you from the sand, and we are returning you back into the sand after your death. And then we are going to resurrect you again from the sand. So beginning is sand and end is sand. How we can have pride and ego and we can boast on our intellect, on beauty or wealth or strength and power and anything else, because original is sand. So a person is making a car or train or aeroplane, all these metals which he's utilizing, or uranium he's utilizing, or copper or steel, or name it, any kind of things he's utilizing, it's coming from the sand. It's coming from the sand. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden so many treasures in the sand, in the land. And from there, a person is using his knowledge and intellect, and he's discovering and he's researching and making so many different things out of sand. So here in this one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has included all those future things which will come into existence afterwards. Allah ta'ala said, wa khalaqna lahum mim mislihi, and we have created for them, for the human being, mim mislihi, like the sheep. Like sheep is floating onto the water and is not drowning because of the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only the power of Allah who is holding that ship and not allowing it to drown. Likewise, look at the aeroplane. How many tons of steel it has. But that heavy structure or heavy, you know, aeroplane should fall down, should not fly. But this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat has granted the intellect to the human being, and utilizing into the right channel. And look at the heavy thing with all so many tons of you know, the burden, and the people are inside, their luggages are inside, and it's just flying so fast. So that's the aeroplane also here may mislead. Anything will come up before the Qiyamah, everything will be included in this one verse, mim misli. Likewise, in that thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made easy for human being to ride and utilize it for their own benefit. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand and practice upon it. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow from here. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Thank you.